The community of Sant'Egidio this week hosted the 7th International Conference of the DREAM program. Launched in 2002, the program is based on a holistic approach to treating HIV and AIDS in 10 sub-Saharan African countries. Mary Shawa is the Principal Secretary for HIV and AIDS and Nutrition at the Office of the President and Cabinet of the Republic of Malawi.
The DREAM program in Malawi started in 2005. At first, we had a lot of difficulties because some of us understood it, but others didn't. Finally, we were given a chance to try it, and we moved on. So from the time it started, the Malawi approach is very unique because it is integrated into the ongoing national HIV and AIDS response, but it has also created the public-private partnership with the Intesa San Paolo Bank of Italy, the Calipro Foundational of Italy, and the government of Malawi. And then the local NGOs in Malawi that are implementing various programs. So it is now in collaboration with Save the Children, which deals with orphans, in a collaboration with Shishbi, which provides microfinance. It is also in collaboration with the community of Sant'Egidio itself, which is providing the testing and counseling, the ART program, among others. So it's working and with Girl Guides and Scout Association, which provides reproductive health to young people, especially on issues of sex and sexuality. So it's a very unique program. It is going on very well. To date, when we compare the performance of the DREAM program vis-a-vis the national program, the DREAM program is a family-centered approach because what it does is when the woman has been found positive, her partner is brought in and the target is the pregnant woman. Once the partner comes in, a socioeconomic analysis is done for the whole family. And then targeted programs are also provided. For example, nutrition support is provided. There is also provided the economic empowerment program if it is necessary. And the young people in that same family are linked to the Girl Guides and Scout Association program. They are also linked, if there are orphans being kept within the setup, they are also linked to the Save the Children program. So the program is in a holistic manner and it works very closely with government because the coordination is done by my office where the steering committee sits and we sit together to do everything. To date, what I can also mention is that in the overall PMTCT program, the reduction in the vertical transmission between mother and child has declined from 23.1% to 12.1%. But in the DREAM program, it has declined to 1.5%, which means we can virtually eliminate the vertical transmission from mother to the child. The second one that I can also point out is the fact that the maternal mortality in Malawi in 2005-2004 was 1,200 per 100,000 births. To date, it's about 500 per 100,000 beds. But then in the DREAM centers, if you take that on average, it's about 1.01. But in the DREAM centers, it has gone down to 0.003. So which means we can also visually eliminate maternal mortality. In other words, the child will live, the mother will be born without HIV, the mother will be alive to look after the child and the entire family. So that's what is unique about the DREAM program as far as Malawi is concerned. It also has a network of labs. So there is a referral lab. And what the referral lab does is to collect samples from the other laboratories which come to the reference lab for analysis. And it is also doing the resistance analysis because it would be a waste of resources to save somebody today and let the person die tomorrow because we did not understand the resistance part or how the virus works. So the work is ongoing. My only hope is that I hope one day we can scale up the approach so that others can also benefit from that particular program.
And staying on that subject, what sort of challenges do we still face in Malawi?
The challenges we face are that the pregnant women sometimes do not reach the testing center early. We are using monotherapy, and we are just now moving to triple therapy, which means we wasted some time in the monotherapy. If we had done that area, maybe the 100,000 children who were born HIV positive and living positively would not be there. So that's a challenge. Another challenge is the scarcity of human resource, as well as the equipment such as CD4 count machines. So that adoption of the new WHO guidelines is also difficult because we are not able to adopt it, bearing in mind we don't have adequate CD4 count machines. And then the other area that is also is a challenge on our part is the whole question of making sure that the services reach the rural community. So this is where the mobile services are very important.
Does stigma still pose a challenge?
A stigma is a challenge, but not as much as it was before. Because at the moment, if you visit Malawi and you found people living positively together, you would feel stigmatized as somebody who either doesn't know his status or who is not HIV positive, because they are happy, they sing, they dance, they plan things together, and it's a very different scenario. However, where stigma happens is where the people living with HIV are looking for assistance. So anything which is assistance to them, they are people living with HIV. When it comes to difficult development work, they will say, no, we are sick, we can't take part in that. So you may find some traits and elements of stigma like that. Or anybody working in HIV being branded, you are HIV positive. Like in my office, everybody is branded being to be HIV positive. And I have told my staff, answer them saying, yes, we are all HIV positive. Because in your own family, you have lost people whom you have buried due to AIDS, and you have relatives who are HIV positive. It means you are living with HIV. So we are all at risk and we are all positive. That's how we tend to overcome the challenge of stigma.
That is a good approach. Just one more thing I want to ask is the role of the Catholic Church in the dream or in Project Malawi. Does it play a large role?
A very big role. The first role it has played is that the community of St. Egidio is a Catholic Church organization, the Lete group, which was started for lay people to get together. And it is through this community that the doctors who are members of the community, and I am a member of the community of St. Egidio, that the whole movement started in Malawi. That was the starting point. The second point is that from there, this Lete group has groups of the elderly that are benefiting from it, plus the orphans. But apart from that one, the Catholic Church as a church in Malawi has played a very significant role, because one, they were the first to start the ART treatment in the country before government had even organized itself to start the treatment. Secondly, they were the first to start supporting the orphans or to deal with the impact of HIV, so that a lot of work they have done has been used as a learning ground for the other ongoing programs that are taking place now. So the church is a very strong partner in HIV. And let me put it this way. From the spiritual point of view, the church has always been there to pray with people who are HIV positive, to bring hope to those who are dying. As you are aware, the church is very good at organizing the various sacraments for those who are on the point of death, those who are very sick. And some of them, after certain sacraments, they tend to recover and come back and become very strong and productive citizens in the country. So the Catholic Church has played a very strong role in HIV and AIDS in Malawi.